Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I am your host, Alexis Charles, and happy New Year. This is my first podcast of the new year, and not even gonna lie, I know what this podcast is gonna be about, but then again, I do not know what it's gonna be about because I woke up and I started singing this song and I immediately got a message. I forgot what her name is. Macy Gray. Macy Gray is her name, and it's like that part where it says, I try to say goodbye and not choke. Disclaimer, I do not know how to sing, but I do know how to sing in the shower. You should hear me. Just kidding. Okay, let me be serious. I try to say, wait, I'm trying, you hear that I'm trying to actually sing. I can't. Okay, I try to say goodbye and not choke. Try to walk away and not stumble. Okay, so that part, if you want to hear a better if you want to hear a better rendition, go listen to Macy Gray herself. And what song is this called? It's called I Try. Yes, I Try. So go listen to that song, and the energy is like that one, those two lines is what I really want to focus on today. I try to say goodbye and not choke. I try to walk away and not stumble. I want to emphasize that when we are changing, when we are in the midst of even chaos, our body tries to stay the same. She says, I choke. I try to walk away and not stumble. And sometimes we are in situations where we're like, can I make it? Will I make it? And I was just talking to one of my good friends. She knows who she is. I love her so much. But just as much as we can be in a situation, and most of the time, and this is what I was talking to one of my other friends about, is the human mind is kind of geared towards catastrophizing, which means worst case scenario, worst case scenario, worst case scenario. I'm going to think the worst thing, because if I think the worst thing, this is going to save me if this worst thing happens. So I'm going to be prepared for the worst. Now, that is totally fine. That is totally okay that you do that. I think that is actually human. But when you do that, I want you to be aware that you need to come back with reinforcements, okay? Reinforcements, reinforcements, reinforcements. So after you express those fears, after you catastrophize, because sometimes you will, you need to come back with, you know what? I'm strong. You know what? I can't get through this. What if things do go right? And if I am prepared, I'm properly prepared for said thing. What if things do go right? What can I do to aid myself in going through this? What can I do to make myself feel better? After, of course, you just made yourself feel like, sometimes we make ourselves feel even worse because we start catastrophizing. We start, you know, worst case scenario. And it's all about perspective. And yes, I'm not saying, I'm not with the toxic positivity. That's why I said, whenever you catastrophize, let yourself say all those bad things. Get it out. And then come back and give yourself positive reinforcements. Like, okay, I am strong. I can handle this. No matter if I'm going through a breakup, no matter if I'm going through a job change, no matter if I am going through a life change, no matter if I'm going through a paradigm shift, no matter if my life is being altered because something happened, you, my love, have the strength to get through anything. And I know that. I don't even know you, but I know that because if you're listening to me right now and you've gotten this far, if you've listened to some of my podcast, this energy, this information resonates with you. Now, in the midst of those things, guess what happens? We start to want to be comfortable, right? I'm going to use myself for example. I realized that I had a bad habit, okay? And I was like unaware of this habit until someone told me, like, Alexis, why do you do that? And I was like, do what? And they were like, that. Why do you do that? And I was like, I don't know. And once I was aware of it, I was just like, oh shit, I do that. Why am I doing that? And then I went down a rabbit hole and I was like, okay, I isolate myself, aka hermit. You guys, if you don't know what hermit is, it's my poetry book that I published in 2020. But I was like, why do I isolate when I need help? Why do I isolate when I, you know, sometimes have a minor inconvenience? I isolate. And not saying isolation is bad. No, I'm not saying it's bad. But I used to isolate all the time to the point where I didn't even have human connections. And my friend said this, you know, I had to go deep. And then I actually had to get into therapy, which I did. And it was just a defense mechanism. It's something I learned from my childhood and that was ingrained into my body that, hey, I can't ask for help. Hey, I can't look like I am, quote unquote, weak. I just had this distorted vision of, you know, asking for help. Like, oh, my God, if I ask for help, then I'm going to look weak and I'm going to. And it was so distorted, and I had to really work on this, and I had to really understand why I was operating this way. And at first, guess what? I went back to my isolation. I did not, and shout out to my friend. She can attest to me. Last week was the first time I had ever asked her for help. And do you know, I told her on the phone, I was like, do you know that, like, my voice is cracking right now? And she was like, I know, Alexis, and it's okay. And guess what? I'm going to help you. I am going to help you, and it is going to be okay. And look, you just asked me for help. I helped you, and look. And I was just like, whoa, this is so. And I told her, look, we have to get off the phone because I'm getting overwhelmed. And I got off the phone, and I was just laughing because I was like, wow, like, even the littlest things are the smallest things. I'm happy. I'm proud of myself because I'm doing it. I'm asking for help, something that was so far-fetched to me. And so why am I talking about that? And going back to those two lines, I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away and I stumble. I'm saying that whatever situation you are in your life, wherever, whatever season you are in your life, you will... It will be hard. It will be challenging, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. And no thing is small and no thing is like, oh, that doesn't matter. Yes, it does. You matter. Your situations matter. Whatever you need to heal matters. And I'm here to tell you that you are so strong and you're stronger than what you think. And sometimes when we are in situations, we think we are smaller and we are weaker because we are in those situations and not outside of them where we can see hindsight. But I'm telling you, you right now, you are stronger. You have not been dealt anything that you cannot handle. You are breaking generational curses right now. Right now, you are breaking generational curses, and that strength within you is so powerful that sometimes we don't even see it because sometimes we see distorted views of ourselves. And I'm telling you, the reality is you are strong and you can get through it. You can get through that breakup. You can get through that job change. You can get through it. And yes, you're going to have some messed up days, but those days build that character. Those days really show you how strong you are. And at the end of the day, I want you to really go over your day and you be like, I made it. I made it through another day. I may have broke down. I may have cried. I may have, experienced a lot of stress, but I made it through the day. And then I want you to look around and look at the things that you that you can be grateful for: my body, my mind, my soul, my health, my children, my family, the people that love me, my job. I'm thankful and grateful that I have an able body to do A, B, and C. Reinforcements. Remember those reinforcements. Express how you feel and then give yourself some reinforcements. So you guys, Happy New Year. I hope you like my little singing throughout the podcast. But I definitely want to hear more from you guys. You can always chime in. There is a place where you can chime in. And let me know what you want to hear. If you do not let me know what you want to hear, I'm going to just give you what I think you want to hear. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.